Hello.
Hi, Nikisha, please.
This is her.
Hi, my name is Denise on a recorded line. This is regarding your inquiry for the Double Provera lawsuit. Are you still interested in participating or know of someone that is?
Well, I took Double and I suffered a brain tumor. I don't know if I'm eligible or not.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What type of brain tumor was that? Because we are helping people who were diagnosed specifically with meningioma. Do you know if it was meningioma?
Yeah, I have it. Yeah, I have that.
Oh, you do have meningioma? Again, I'm so sorry to hear that you're going through this. How long ago was your diagnosis?
I got diagnosed in 2014, and I still had the brain tumor.
Oh, wow. Okay, so your diagnosis date was around 2014?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. We can definitely continue on with a few more questions here. We determine whether you meet the minimum criteria or not. Do you have an attorney representing you?
No.
Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes. I've had a couple of them reach out, but I have not gotten one.
Okay. So you have not signed anything with another law firm?
No.
Okay. And we're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. Is that correct?
Yes. And what's the name of your law firm?
So our company is Mass Tort Strategies. We work with different law firms nationwide. So we have quite a few. Once we're done with the intake, it will direct me on the law firm who will be assisting you, and you'll have all their information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, as of now, I wouldn't know until we're done with the intake, but you'll definitely have, like, their contact information and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, are you a resident and citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And was that meningioma of the brain or the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And then the date of diagnosis, I know you mentioned 2014. I do have
November.
To put
it was November, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I think it was the 26th. I got diagnosed the day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
In 2014.
Okay. So we will put, let's see, 11/26 of 2014.
Yes.
And then can I get your date of birth, please?
7/8/81.
Okay. 7/8/1981. And do you know of any family or friends that were also affected that were able to assist?
No, I don't know anyone else that was affected, no.
Okay, and I will also be... Okay, I will also be sending you my direct line in case something does come up later in the near future. You can always pass along my information if someone needs our assistance.
Okay.
And then did you take the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And do you by any chance remember if it was just Depo Provera or was it Depo sub-Q Provera or was it generic?
I don't remember that part.
Okay. We can put Depo Provera. And then let's see here. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum? That would be the equivalent of 4 injections once every 3 months?
Yes.
Within 1 year, can you please confirm you have had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when was the usage start date? So when did you start taking Depo?
Oh, I know I took it in 2003, and then I took it before that also, but I can't remember the exact date. My memory is not good.
No problem. We can drop.
But I know where I got it at. I took it at the St. Francis Hospital Medical Center. Mm-hmm. And Wilmington, Delaware is where I got the shots.
Wilmington, Delaware. Okay.
All right, we got to be done by 1 o'clock.
Okay. Are you?
Oh, not you, not you.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. So let's see here. You started taking it in 2003. I do have to put an actual date, even if it's just a guesstimate. Was it the summer, the winter?
Let's say the winter.
Winter? Okay. So let's see.
And then I took it when I was like 18. Had to be around I had my son in January, so I had it in January. Like, I got it before I went home from the hospital.
Oh, I see. So sometime in January 2003?
Yes. I took it in 2003, and I also took it in January 2000.
Oh, I see. Okay. So then we do have to put your start, your like start and end date. So
in 2003, I took it for a whole year, and then January 2000, I took it for a whole year.
Okay. So then would we start in 2000 then? Did you?
Yes, I started in 2000.
Okay.
And I took it a total of three different times, but I remember taking it right after I had my son in 2000 in January, and then I took it in 2003.
Okay, so to keep the intake simple, can we say 2000? That's when you started. When you took it in 2000, was that four injections total?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so then January, would it be safe to say like the beginning of January, like the 5th or the 10th?
That's fine.
Okay. So we can put 1/5/2000.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you stop, like completely stop taking Depo?
To the end of 2003, because I was pregnant while I was taking it.
Okay. So end of 2003, that would have been December?
Yes.
And then December... the beginning or the end or the middle?
I stopped taking it in I went to go get my shot in December, and that's when I found out I was pregnant while I was taking it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So you were pregnant when you got the double shot in December.
Yes, I complained of breast pain, and gave me all the testing, and I was pregnant, so I stopped taking it then.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So I do have to put an actual date. Can we put December 5th, the 10th?
That's fine.
Okay. We'll put the 5th. Let's see.
What's he looking for? Mayonnaise going to be back this time.
Bananas?
Oh, we got to go back to produce.
Okay. And then, Miss David, can you please confirm your gender for the recording?
Female.
And then your marital status?
I'm single.
Okay. And then let me enter your name here. One second. Do you have a middle initial?
I do not.
Okay. No problem. And then we will be needing a social security whenever you're ready. I can type it in. The reason for this is for the law firm to match your medical records to your identity. So it's for your protection.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
221-648-803.
Is that 221-648-803?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I have an email on here, N as in Nancy, I, K as in Kai, I, S as in Sam, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, D as in David, A as in Apple, V as in Victor, I, S as in Sam, 9@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then your phone number, 302-548-7326, is this the cell phone number?
Yes.
What would be the best time to contact you, the best time of the day, morning, afternoon, or evening?
Like early afternoon.
And then a contact preference, phone call, text, or email?
Email is good.
Email, okay. And then what is your home address?
25 Carroll Road, C-A-R-O-L-E Road.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? 45 Farrell?
25.
Oh, 4525.
No, just 25, no 45.
Oh, 25. I'm sorry.
25. Carroll, C-A-R-O-L-E, Road in Newark, Delaware.
Got it. Okay. It came up as 25 Carroll Road, Newark, Delaware. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, 19713.
Perfect. Is there a unit number or apartment number?
No, that's the house number.
Okay. And then was the double Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
Medical staff. I got it done at the medical center.
Okay. And this was at St. Francis, Wilmington, Delaware, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look that up really quickly. Is that on 701 North Clayton Street?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just copy and paste that information in here.
You got it. Girl.
What is the name?
You too.
Oh, she is too cute. I miss my baby bee. She about to be two on Thursday. Next Thursday.
Well, she's one. She'll be two. She'll be two in April.
Oh, okay. How about the baby?
She'll be two in March.
Okay. How about the baby?
Baby is 3 months.
She is so cute.
Thank you.
We had that same car seat. Is that your kids?
No, that's my baby girl.
Oh, okay.
Their mom is the baby at the set.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I thought I was done.
Sorry, that's how I say. My baby's calling me now.
I thought I was done.
Yeah.
I'm shaking it up.
Miss David, yes. How many times was the product injected? Because I know you mentioned.
You said how many times what?
How many times was the product injected? I know you mentioned you took it in 2000 for a year.
I got it every 3 months.
Every 3 months. So you took it in 2000 for a year, and then you took it in 2003 for another year. So. Was that around eight times total?
Yes.
Okay. And then your prescribing doctor, that was St. Francis Hospital, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor's name?
I do not. I can't remember. I'm not even going to try.
Okay, let me see if I can look up some doctors.
I know she's not no longer there.
She's no longer there. Okay.
But
it was a female doctor?
Yeah, she was like a resident and she left.
Oh, okay, okay. So you don't remember the first name, last name, nothing at all?
Nothing.
Okay. Let's see.
You looking for who?
As
long as I'm back by 1:30 so City can go to work. Funny, I can't pay his bill. Oh no, he gotta leave at 1:30.
Mm-hmm. And then as far, let me look, let me, hold on really quickly, St. Francis Hospital. So there's no, like, older documentation that you can find with her name on it?
No, not from no 2003. I moved several times. Is there any way y'all can get the records?
Yeah, we can definitely request the records. However, it is helpful when there's a doctor's name.
Any,
like, older emails or anything you can look
I don't even I was going to email back then.
Yeah, for now, I'll put all the information I have on here.
Okay. What'd you say?
Oh, yeah, for now I'm going to put all the information I found on the website, their address, their phone number, the hospital name, and then if you do come across that name, please text it to me. I will send you a message with my number, okay?
All right.
As far as the pharmacy, were you ever going to, like, a local pharmacy for any meningioma medication or any Depo Provera related items?
I get all my medicine through Walgreens, but back when I was getting Depo, I believed I used Rite Aid.
Rite Aid.
Because I would have to go and pick it up and then take it to them.
Okay. And so was this in Wilmington, Delaware?
Yes, let me take this back. I need a bigger pack.
Okay.
Yes, this is in Wilmington.
Okay.
Hmm?
I did look up Wilmington.
Okay, I'll meet you at the line. What'd you say?
I did look up Wilmington Rite Aids. I see one on Market Street and one on Maryland.
I used to go to the one. It's no longer in business, but I used to go to the one off of 4th Street in Wilmington, Delaware, but they're no longer there.
Oh, they're no longer there. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see that one on here. So let me just put here Rite Aid pharmacy address, 4th Street. Pharmacy phone. Do you remember their phone number by any chance? I know that's
ma'am.
That's a tall order here. But do you?
I don't have good memory. Ever since I got this brain tumor and had brain surgery and all that, I can't remember that far back.
I guess I meant, did you have the pharmacy, like, saved to your phone, something you can look up, like, as far as the number?
I don't have that phone from back then.
No problem. Let's
see. Weren't phone savvy like that back then.
Okay. I just put in the information that I found online. Thank you for your help here. And what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Was that a CAT scan, a CT scan, MRI,
I did CAT
or both?
Scan and MRIs, and I still get MRIs to this day.
To this day, you get MRIs still. Okay.
Did you get Hannah?
Okay, and then we determined St. Francis Hospital was the prescribing doctor where you were going for the Depo. However, who was your diagnosing doctor? Who diagnosed you?
Okay, I went to my family practice doctor. They straight ahead. I went to my family practice doctor, Anna Leosa Magat. And then she referred me to a brain surgeon, and his name is Rastogi.
Okay.
But the doctor that treats me for my tumor was Dr. Simpson in the beginning. And then I have Lazlet now, Nicole Lazlet.
Okay, so this was the diagnosing doctor. Did you start off with Anna Loyosa Magat?
Yes. And
okay.
When she diagnosed me, she sent me straight to the brain surgeon.
Okay, so let's put her down. This was your initial visit for diagnosis. Let me just enter her information. I did find one, 2300 Pennsylvania Avenue, Anna Leosa Magat, Wilmington,
yes,
Delaware.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it. I'm just going to enter her information here. Was there a certain facility you were going to so I could enter that in? Like, was it a hospital or?
For my treatment, I went to Christiana Care.
For wherever you were seeing Anna Leosa Magat, was it a hospital?
I was seeing her at her, no, it was at her medical office, her doctor's
okay.
office.
Got it. Okay. And then I'm seeing a phone number on here, 302-549-0062. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
Okay.
Excuse you. We done?
Were there any prior cancer diagnosis, Ms. David?
No.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
I had brain surgery at first, and then I did chemotherapy to try to shrink it, but it didn't shrink.
Oh, wow. It didn't shrink then after the chemotherapy? Or you mean
no.
after the brain surgery?
No, they couldn't remove it in brain surgery because of the position of it. And then they couldn't, I'll bring mine up over here so I can hurry up.
Because you said you got to be home before Sydney, right?
Yeah, I got to make sure he gets to work. He can't miss no days.
So I did put brain surgery and chemotherapy to try to shrink it, but it didn't shrink, you mentioned. And then as far as your treating doctor, Ms. David, who treated you?
Dr. Simpson.
Okay. Dr. Simpson.
Pamela Simpson, I believe that's her name.
Okay. Pamela.
She was at Christiana Care, but she's no longer there.
Okay. I did find a Dr. Pamela S. Simpson, MD. Let me enter her information. And then I see her on 47 Old Town Stanton Road, Newark, Delaware.
Yes, I guess that's where she's at. She's
okay.
No longer with Christiana, so I'm not sure where she's at this present time.
Okay. But you were seeing her at Christiana, you said?
Yeah.
Okay, let me type that in to see if I find anything. Christiana Care. Then the phone number 302-731-7782. I'm going to enter that into the system here. And then were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Yes, I've been hospitalized for.
Okay, and then what were the dates that you were hospitalized? I don't expect you to remember
the
actual dates. That's fine. What we can do is around the time you were diagnosed was 11/26/2014. How soon after that were you treated?
I had brain surgery February 5th.
Okay, and that's when you were hospitalized. Okay, so February 5th of 2015, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that in there. And then we're almost done here. Excuse me.
Yeah, so I'm out of shopping.
Yeah, no problem. So we're almost done. This is just to organize the file for the law firm. So thank you for your patience. Everything has to be efficiently organized. But once we're done with this, thankfully, you won't have to go through this again as far as like a full-on intake. And let's see.
I got to go get a new card.
Ms. David? The law firm will definitely discuss the medical records with you in detail, but I am required to ask in advance. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
No, I do not.
Okay. If the just say the law firm were to request them, would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically?
I would have to go get them.
No, so again, they'll discuss everything with you. This is just a question. The medical records do exist. They are available. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm required to ask, would you be able to provide them through mail or electronically?
Either or, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And then, Miss David, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you.
302.
That we can. Oh, okay. Does your emergency contact live with you or apart from you?
They live apart from me.
Okay.
They did ring up.
What is the phone number?
302-765-7060.
Okay. And the first name?
KRISHYA Davis.
Okay. And relationship?
Daughter.
Okay.
You put these in a bag?
Would you like to include an email for her?
No. I don't even know her email.
Okay, no problem. Let me put your email there in that section really quickly. Does she also live in Delaware? I just need to put a location.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she lives in Delaware.
Okay. So we have completed everything, but I do have to go over everything with you one last time to make sure that there are no typos, okay, as far as like your name and address and everything. So I'll make it quick. You would like to participate in the Double Provera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney. You have not signed anything with another law firm. We're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Double Provera for at least 1 year. It is the meningioma of the brain. Date of diagnosis we determined was 11/26/2014. And then date of birth, 7/8/1981. You did take the Double Provera contraceptive name brand. And you did take at least 4 injections for at least 1 year minimum prior to your diagnosis. I have a Social Security 221-648-8803. We already confirmed your email address, your phone number, and then your address, 25 Carroll Road, Newark, Delaware, 19713. Does that all sound correct? Okay.
Yes, it does.
So I will be sending you a DocuSign now. It will go to your email. Once you do receive it, please let me know if you need any assistance with signing. It's rather simple. It will prompt you on where to sign, where to initial. But again, I will be right here to help you if you need my assistance.
You send me your number and everything?
Yes, and I'm also, while you're doing that, I'm also going to be composing a text message with my information.
Okay.
But I'll be on the phone here in case you need any assistance.
Well, I can't do it right now. I'm in Walmart.
Oh, okay. So it's rather simple to sign, but if you need
some
time.
Yeah, I did DocuSign many times.
Mm-hmm.
If I have any problem, I give you a call.
Yeah. So you did receive it?
Hold on. Oh, shit. Yeah, I received it.
Okay. So you would like some time to look it over? When is the better time for me to call you? Would it be like later this
afternoon?
Call
me back after like 2:30, 3 o'clock today.
Okay. Sounds good, Miss David. Thank you for your time, and we'll be talking later today, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Of course. Bye-bye.
Bye.